We've touched a bit on this subject, but how can a person prevent a burnout?
Definitely, to me, one of the biggest things is learning to say no and setting boundaries. You have to make sure that you're trying to live a balanced life. We all know that we have to work hard. That's a given. No one's saying that you shouldn't work hard. But if you analyzed your life right now and you thought, okay, how much time am I spending with family, friends, exercising, relaxing, and, how much time am I spending working? Now, if you're finding that there isn't a relative balance of those elements, that's the first place to start, is to try and fix that imbalance. I'd say that would be like my key tip, because all the other things that I've mentioned fall into the space of relaxation activities, setting boundaries, etc. The thing is to take it really seriously and manage your time effectively. I think a lot of people have issues with poor time management, procrastination, etc. And that then also starts to make things more difficult for them in terms of feeling, too much strain and overwhelmed.
Do you think the workplace should shift attention more to mental and physical health? And how can they do that?
100%. I mean, I think at the moment we're in a mental health crisis. And I think that employers should take this issue very seriously. The first thing to do is to start offering services to your employees in these areas. Let them know that, it's actually okay for them to not be okay. I think the greatest thing is you want to create a work culture where it's not frowned upon for people to be struggling, because as soon as people don't have the space to admit that, then they don't have that psychological safety, which is the buzzword that's going around at the moment. But I would say the key thing, if any employer is listening to this, is you can tick the boxes by saying, we're going to bring in a yoga instructor or all of those things, but nothing's going to change if the leadership don't change their philosophy around boundary setting and the culture of what's expected from employees, as well as, showing good leadership towards people. So, for me, it's really systemic, and you can't just solve it with some surface level interventions. You really need to tackle it at an organizational level, and it has to really be important to the organization if you really want to get a positive result.
Elin, anything else you would like to add on the subject?
I think just people must remember, and this is note to self, you aren't your job. And I know we're living in a world right now post-COVID where people are being asked to do more for less. People feel that, they're lucky just to have a job, and they'll often go further than they normally would just to keep that job. And all I'm saying is, even in the context of that, you have to play a more long-term game with your life. You have to figure out, how's this going to affect me in the long term, and can I really cope with this? And if not, then you won't win in the end anyway. So you've really got to introspect around that.